This KPBX Kids Concert is brought to you with the generosity of our event donors. They are Harvard Park Children's Learning Center North, Rocket Bickries, and Sayer, Sayer & Fossum, attorneys at law. Once upon a time, there was a band in these parts known as Big Red Barn. They played a lot of everywhere for people, and a lot of people enjoyed it. Then time went by, people moved away, things changed. Three of them are still around, and they call themselves Little Red Shed. And that's the group that's going to bring us a terrific concert today for our KPBX Kids Concert. There are three of them in the band, Kevin Brown, Ken Glaster, and Charlie Gerchy. You probably know Kevin Brown if you listen to KPBX at all, because he is the host and producer of our Front Porch Bluegrass show every Sunday at 1 o'clock. He writes his own original songs, he's recorded CDs, and is known for also coordinating the Blue Water Bluegrass Festival. Ken Glaster is the great recording engineer from around here with his Perfect Wave sound. He is indispensable for the Fall Folk Festival for that reason, but he's also a terrific player, as you're going to find out, and he plays a lot of guitar and mandolin in this band, especially centering around the guitar. Then there's Charlie Gerchy. What a guy. He plays banjo and dobro in this band. He's also a terrific nature and landscape photographer, and also at one point was a grade school teacher in Alaska, so he knows a lot of sides of life. As you're going to hear, the three of them together are wonderful music makers in the music that they know, the music they love, and the great way they play together. So let's hear now this concert from Little Red Shed.
All right. Well, thanks, Vern.
Are we on the air?
We're on.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Thank you.
All righty. Yeah. Thank you, folks. We can't see you, but we know you're there. There's a couple old tunes there, a couple old fiddle tunes. We do not have a fiddle, but they're just called fiddle tunes. Red Wing was the first one and the last one that we played there. It's made famous by Mr. Bob Wills. And the other one is called Dixie Hoedown, and that was written by two brothers, Jim and Jesse McReynolds, a couple of bluegrass guys. Wrote that tune, Dixie Hoedown. And it's a good one to warm up on. Are we warmed up?
Yeah, we're getting there. We're getting there. We're going to do a little tune here called Railroad Bill. So we got a few songs about ramblers and gamblers and outlaws tonight and other things. I think we got about four tunes about roving guys and this and that. So we're going to start off with this one called Railroad Bill. He never worked and he never will. Charlie, going to start this one?
All right, here we go. One, two, three.
Now, Railroad Bill, oh, Railroad Bill, he never worked and he never will. He just rides, rides, rides. Now, Railroad Bill, Railroad Bill, he lives way up on old Railroad Hill. He just rides, rides, rides. Now, kill me a chicken, send me the head. You might think I'm working, but I'm just lying here in bed. I just ride, ride, ride. Now you gotta kill me that chicken, send me the wing. You might think I'm working, I ain't doing a doggone thing. I just ride, ride, ride. Now come on, ride, boy. His chips too soon, and he lost all his money in the local saloon. He just rides, rides, rides. Now old Railroad Bill, he just humming a mournful tune, resting out on the hillside by the light of the moon. He just rides, 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 rides. Old Railroad Bill, old Railroad Bill, he lights up his cigars with $100 bill. He just rides, 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 rides. Come on, ride on. Mr. Railroad Bill, he living way up on old Railroad Hill. He just rides, rides, rides. He just rides, rides, rides. Right off into the sunset. He just rides, rides, rides. Old Railroad Bill, gotta watch him every minute.
You think he really lit his cigar with $100 bill?
Either that or $1,000 bill. $100 bill back in the 1800s was a lot of money, you know, when that was written.
What is the biggest bill that they make? It's a trivia question for you children out there.
Bill Murray. I do not know. Do you know?
I don't.
You might have noticed that this little thing here is a little bit bigger than this little thing here. This is a mandola. This one is a mandolin. And if you are been in the wake of Vern Windham for a while and know your symphony instruments and classical stuff, there is a violin and a viola. There's a cello. There's a mandocello. So basically, the mandolin family is the exact same as the violin family. And there used to be whole orchestras of mandolins and mandolas and mandocellos and mandobasses and all of that. We only have two here. This one's Ken's. This one's mine. I like to play Ken's as often as I can.
Well, the last time I was in Belfast, I went into the thrift store and bought some new duds that I thought looked pretty sharp, and I got an idea about this tune here, and I took on this persona of a kid named Joey that was all excited about his new pair of trousers that he got when he was in Belfast. And this is called Joey's New Trousers, a little kind of an Iroid sounding tune, a little bit Celtic in flavor. And we're just going to start off nice and easy here.
Trousers. We should have worn our fancy trousers. We just wore blue jeans for this show. We played in a band called Big Red Barn. We were a band called Big Red Barn. We still are when we have more people than this. But this is the trio version, Little Red Shed. So we wear our blue jeans in either case, I guess.
You know, the cool thing about music is that you get to meet a lot of people, and sometimes you want to keep playing with those people that you meet in different places. So we got together about 20 years ago and started playing together, and liked it so much that we kept on doing it. So here we are. I think it's about our 20th anniversary, which, is that silver?
Silver.
I think it's our silver anniversary.
Playing music with your friends is a good thing, and we eat real well in this band, too. So, although I miss snack time today, so. Here's a tune by one of my heroes. I think he's one of all of our musical heroes, a guy named John Hartford. Actually, we're going to play two John Hartford tunes that we kind of smashed together in a sandwich. One of them's a singing song. If you're young, this will make you think about what you're going to be when you grow up. If you're old, this is going to make you wonder if you did the right thing when you grew up. And then there's a little waltzy fiddle tune that goes in this too. So one's called In Tall Buildings, and the little waltz tune is called Royal Box Waltz from John Hartford.
With a little intro.
With a little intro. Someday my baby.
Big intro.
One, two, three, one. Baby, when I am a man, and others have taught me the best that they can. They'll sell me a suit and cut off my hair, and send me to work in tall buildings. So it's goodbye to sunshine, goodbye to the dew. Goodbye to flowers and goodbye to you. I'm off to the subway. I must not be late. I'm going to work in tall buildings. Tall buildings. was nice.
That was very nice.
Nice. Yes.
So this instrument here, this banjo, is can be pretty loud because they've got this stretched.
It's got a drum in it.
It's got a drum in it. So that's what makes it so loud. And so it's got this drum in here, and it's got five strings. And as you can see, all of our instruments have different numbers of strings. We got five, we got eight over there, we've got six over there. So there's a lot of different kinds of stringed instruments that you can get your hands on at some point, hopefully, in your journey through life. And I hope that you kids can find an instrument that you love to play, because it's really a blast.
How old were you when you picked up a banjo first?
Well, a friend gave me an old banjo when I was 20 years old, and that was a long time ago. And I was kind of just self-taught and had a few friends show me things and just kind of kept working on it until I could figure a few things out. And listening to music a lot, too, helps just to kind of get your ear in gear, I guess it would be. And then you can kind of hear what's going on in the music that you're trying to play along with. But there's lots of festivals where you can meet people that will show you things to do on your instrument that you love. And I'm sure your parents would love to get you an instrument of your choice and give you lessons.
They'll buy you whatever you want.
Speaking of instruments, and my theory has always been the older the instrument, the better music you'll play. So this instrument that I have here, this little guy, is older than Kevin is old. It's Kevin here, and he's getting pretty old. So this one here is even older than Kevin, but not as old as I am. So we'll see what we can do. See if we can get any music out of it. Charlie, why don't you start this Anna Sam thing out? We're going to sing a little tune about Anna Sam, the gambling man. He was not the most honest guy in the neighborhood, but he had a good name. Charlie's picked up the dobro here for a little soulful
sound. I'll
tell you that.
I'll tell you about that one later.
Okay. We'll save that for a little bit later on. Okay.
One, two, three. Well, Annette was a bad man in the movies who could lie and cheat like Anna Sam. Now in the card room down at Louis, he would take the pay from the working man. Now you lay your cards on the table, and everybody show his own hand. Well, foiled again, you sad-eyed losers. Now foiled again by Anna Sam. Now once there came a simple stranger, he caught Sam cheating, and words were said. Now old Sam, he just winked at Joe the Strangler, and Joe shot the Stetson off the stranger's head. You gotta lay your cards on the table, and everybody show his own hand. Foiled again, you said I'd lose her. Foiled again by Anna Sam. Come on. Mansion. and he sails his ships out on the sea. And if the devil's paid his ransom, well, I guess that he'd pay for you and me. You lay your cards on the table, and everybody show his own hand. Foiled again, you sad-eyed losers. You foiled again by Honest Sam. Foiled again by Honest Sam. One more time. Foiled again by Honest Sam. Change the arrangement any old time, and it kind of still works out, doesn't it, Vern?